If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number two. It's a Dame Time special. Dame Lillard. A new report says he will not accept a trade to the Celtics. Believe it or not. Also, Adam Silver is worried about Ja Morant getting in more trouble with extra free time. Is that legit? Also, was Nikola Jokic's post-game speech the gasoline that powered the Nuggets to run over the Miami Heat in the latest NBA Finals game? We'll talk about that as well. We have Mallard of the Third Degree and some other fun. Wait till you hear this call by Sir Scratchoff. All of it coming your way right now. Here it is, hour number two. Not feeling green. Not so much. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Talk mates, as we say, grab a treat. Right, grab a treat and celebrate. Why not? It's the end of the week. Yeah, I know. You're excited. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and Herculeanly powerful microphones of FSR. Emanating live from the way, learning the hard way. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. They'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So our lead this hour coming from the Oregon Trail. We have a mantra that we go where the story takes us and where the news of the day takes us. And so I did not anticipate this would be something we would discuss, but here we are. And it figures to be the story of stories once we get into the pro bouncy ball silly season. which begins immediately after the NBA Finals and after the Ja Morant suspension. More on that in a minute. But the future of Dame Lillard. Now, I know you're very concerned. You're staying up late. You can't sleep. You have insomnia because you're worried about where Damian Lillard is going to live. Where is he going to go see the eye doctor and the dentist and get his dry cleaning and all that? So as the finals continue, we're in the middle of that, the Lillard sweepstakes are heating up. Now, if you've not been following along, and chances are you have a life, so you have not, we are hearing that the Miami Heat, the Brooklyn Nets, and the Philadelphia 76ers are the most likely trade destinations for the unhappy Trailblazer. The biggest story, though, is not those teams. It's a report on where Lillard does not want to play. Now, that's the story. The Bleacher Report tells us that it is pretty safe to say that Damian Lillard will not accept a trade to the Celtics. Ooh, see, that's the losing locker room. That's a good story. I don't even know it's true. It's a good story. Somebody named Chris Haynes, who we are told is an NBA insider, and he is reporting that Lillard is, quote, not doing Boston. Man, all right. So that is what's known as red meat in a sports talk radio den. And we're hungry. And here we go. So the question, Dame Lillard, according to this report, will not accept a trade to the Celtics, believe it or not. So I am agnostic on this. I am agnostic on this. I've got Jigsaw, Camp Pendleton, and Pulitzer Prize. And we'll talk about some other things as well. But we're going to start with this Lillard story. So to tip off here, Damian Lillard does not have a vote. All right, I'm going to check my notes here. He does not have a vote. Without a no-trade clause, all he can do is raise a hullabaloo. That's it. That's all he can do. Lillard is 33. He has one more year on his contract, and then he's got a player option, which is worth, chump change, $48 million. But Dame time is winning time. That's what everyone says. We all enjoy watching Dame Lillard in close games late in the game. And lately he's been sulking because the Blazers blow. And here's the issue, though. Boston is the antithesis of what's going on in Portland. They have now been to four conference finals, the Celtics, and an NBA finals over the last 7 years. That seems like it's pretty good. I didn't play in the NBA. I don't know. Maybe that's not, but I think that's pretty good. Not great. They didn't win anything, but it's pretty good. So my diagnosis, let's see if you agree with me on this. Dame Lillard to Boston, that is the missing jigsaw puzzle piece. Lillard and that Celtic roster on the parquet would go together like fish and chips. And in a parallel dimension, his play would be infectious. And as for the Boston thing, I don't want to play there. You know, it's racist. Listen, there are scumbags in every city. I've traveled all over the United States. There are complete losers in every city, right? There's also good people in every city. And Boston is a very liberal location. And over the last generation, they have more college students enrolled per capita when compared with other major metropolitan areas and all that. Now, the fans have high standards. Do they have those? Yes. If you win in that region, you are a false god. Is that true or false? That is true. Do they put you on a pedestal? Yes. Do they canonize you? Absolutely. In fact, you only have to have a couple of good years for the Celtics. They'll retire your number. They retire everyone's number who's any good that plays for the Celtics. You are worshipped. So my advice to Damian Lillard is to send a text. Send a nice text over to Kevin Garnett for more information. KG, I remember years ago, because I was bloviating, shockingly, right here on these same Fox Sports Radio microphones as my career has reached the Peter Principle, my highest level of incompetence, and I have stayed here. But Kevin Garnett wanted nothing to do with Boston. He wanted to play in a warm weather city. He wanted to play where everyone else wants to play, Miami or L.A. And the Celtics at that time were not that good. He was in Minnesota. He didn't want to go to Boston. And now, after they had that confetti party, the toughest championship ever won in NBA history, overcoming the Doc Rivers curse, Kevin Garnett is entombed in the Valley of the Kings with the Celtics. And Dame Lillard would have a reproduction of that play if he were to end up with the Celtics. And the Blazers would come out great in this because they would likely get Jaylen Brown and some draft picks, which is all they really care about there. And the move here for Lillard is to say you don't want to play in Boston, and then the Celtics will overcompensate to give you even more goodies to get you to come to Boston. So you play hard to get, right? It's like the dating game. Isn't that what they teach? You know, women play hard to get. Guys like that more. Well, that's what you got to do. So it's a win-win. Now, moving on to the next chapter of this three-part Maller monologue extravaganza. So, Adam Silver, half man, half lizard person, commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver popped up right here where I work on Fox Sports Radio. He was chatting with my teammate, Dan Patrick, who has no idea who I am, but Dan Patrick had him on a show, and in a very meaty quote, Adam Silver said that he is concerned about Ja Morant, the Grizzly gun-toting guard, possibly adding to his problems with more free time if he is indeed suspended for the balance of next NBA season. Now, Silver, the bleeding heart commissioner, says that he wants to put Ja Morant in a special program while he is persona non grata from the NBA. So the question here, what is your perspective on Adam Silver's worry about Ja Morant getting in more trouble with extra free time? So my initial thought on this is it is actually accurate that too much free time is actually bad for you. I know I go crazy. I got to take vacation because I'm forced. My arm is literally twisted behind my back. I am blindfolded. There is a knife at my throat. My wife does that to get me to take time off. And I normally, after like a couple of days, I'm like, oh, God, I'm going crazy. The other problems, though, I'm a bit of a workaholic, but the other problems are dwelling on issues, right? Depression sets in. Your mind starts wandering, which is a very dangerous thing. Very dangerous thing. Ja Morant, if you gave him the season off, he could end up the new president of the NRA. He loves guns that much, right? If he's suspended all season. So the solution, if you have a problem, what's the solution? So the solution here is a nice extended stay at Camp Pendleton in Oceanside, just north of San Diego, or Parris Island in South Carolina. Military boot camp. As a friend of the show, the great Tim McDarby, big fan of the show, he got all worked up. He was listening to The Odd Couple earlier, and they were talking about this. And he said he sent me a rant. He's like, Ben, yeah, I need to just blow some steam off, Tim said. And he said, Ja Morant needs structure. Okay, so and I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that. So he needs structure. So military boot camp, basic training, life skills, mandatory book club, an idiot's guide to making good decisions. Methinks that Jaw's prefrontal cortex is not fully developed. The problem-solving part of the brain is weak. Now, it is nice, though, of Adam Silver to confess that the Ray Key treatment was a total sham. Remember when the NBA said, well, let me tell you something, Ja Morant's getting therapy in Florida. Yeah, he's getting therapy in Florida. That was palm healing with universal energy transferred through the palm of the healer to the patient to encourage physical healing, or as my friend Jay Scoop would say, bull pucky. Now, flipping the page on that, last thing here, the Trident Maller monologue. So the Nuggets and the Nets, I am told, will resume activities tonight in Game 4 of the Finals. Nikola Jokic is being celebrated for fueling the last win the other night with a fiery post-game speech following Game 2 that carried over into Game 3. With breathless reporting, we are told that Jeff Green, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and DeAndre Jordan called out their teammates for being dogs, lackadaisical, lethargic, and all that. And then, in a dramatic made-for-a-Disney movie, the Joker was compelled to address his comrades in arms, and using brevity, he was able to get his point across. You see, Nikola Jokic, he gave them this pep talk that inspired them. So was Nikola Jokic's post-game speech the gasoline that powered the Nuggets to victory? No, I'm rolling my eyes. This contrived stuff is next level. And I would like to remind you, and I say this every year, the reactionary NBA scribes should win a Pulitzer Prize in poetry. Here are some of the stories in this NBA Finals. After Game 1, the NBA scribes told us the Heat were cooked. In Game 2, the storyline was Miami had figured out how to stop Nikola Jokic. They had the cheat code. That was in Game 2, after the game. Game 3, it is now that win was powered by a speech from the Serbian Stallion. And all of this is nice, warm fertilizer is what that is. Denver played better because they sucked at a time you cannot suck. That was the wake-up call, not because of some speech from Jokic or Michael Malone. Remember, there is no such thing as momentum in sports. It does not exist. It's something that dumb sports media people like to repeat. Past performance is no guarantee of future success, whether you invest in a Fortune 500 company, a block of real estate in South Beach or Beverly Hills. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. This is the Ben Maller Show, which also does not matter. If you would like to be part, 877-99 on Fox. Well, it matters to us. 877-996-6369. We'll take your phone calls. Also on Twitter, if you want to give us some real-time feedback, we may read your comments on the air. It certainly helps if you follow me on Twitter. I admit I am totally biased. I read the tweets of those that follow me more often than those that do not follow me. But you can follow me on Twitter, at Ben Maller, and we may read your comments on the show. I am not verified. I am saving $8 a month in these hectic economic times. I feel like I'm winning in life. We're going to call this next story Zion's Tantalizing Taboo. Zion's Tantalizing Taboo. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Kumho tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Join the curious world of The Ben Maller Show online. It is pain-free and easy to do. Just follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but he is more than just a call screener. He is the liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop the Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
Otani!
And in the final hour of this very show, he'll give you his perspectives on entertainment with the Coop Scoop on Entertainment. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
Can't wait.
A Maller to the third degree coming up later. Lame jokes are next hour, and they are extra lame. Super size edition of lame jokes coming up next hour. And I do not believe Weedman will ever come back to the show because his phone, his Obama phone, is still down for the count. Late night drug tester writes in. He says,
it's broke.
I think the reason Damian Lillard vetoed a trade to Boston is when they win the title, he would have to ride in a duck boat. Yeah, that's a little goofy. The duck boat. That's a pure. I'd say it's a pure Boston thing. They do have duck boats in other cities, but that's over the last 20 years, Boston has become synonymous with duck boats. Supermarket Steve writes in. He says, "I hope Iowa Sam knows to play Sandstorm coming back from the next break. I miss Roberto." Well, yeah, Iowa Sam. We have a tradition on the show that this hour in the next block, coming into the next block, we play the song Sandstorm, and then you play a bunch of weird drops underneath the song, let it breathe a little bit, put some drops in there. That's kind of how we've done things for a long time on the show.
Isn't that so?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Oh, look at that.
There's going to be some changes around here.
I have noticed since Roberto quit the show that all those Maller theme songs have not been played. I have noticed that. I guess Roberto, did he take those with him?
Yeah,
I don't know. He might
have cleaned out.
But we're going to have to get a whole bunch of new songs now because Roberto's in most every one of those songs. So we'll have to get the songwriters to redo those songs. And oh, I guess you'll have to wait until we find it. Maybe it'll be Iowa Sam who's in here full time. You never know. Might be one of the other guys. I have no idea. But once we get the permanent person, then we'll have to have those songs redone. Addict at the Beach writes in, says, my biggest takeaway from the Maller monologue this hour is that Adam Silver is a member of the lizard person cabal. Disagree. on Dame to Boston. New York, better narrative. He'd be a historic figure in the nation's largest city if he brought them a ring. He says also shout out Oceanside, California. Yes, I spent many a day back years ago going through Oceanside, through down to San Diego, and got a speeding ticket. There was I'm sure it's still there. There's a big speed trap just north of Camp Pendleton. There's not a lot going on there until you get to a town called San Clemente, and the cops there love to give speeding tickets on that stretch of highway. Ferg Dog writes and says, Ben, it doesn't matter if Dan Patrick knows who you are or not, because I know who you are. There's no other show I'd rather listen to while playing Super Mario. Well, thank you. That means a lot. It's, Super Mario there. I'm more of a fan of Luigi, but that's fine. That's fine as well. We'll take some calls here. 877-99 on Fox is the number. 877-996-6369. And we will say hello to Sir Scratchoff. Hello, Sir Scratchoff in Arkansas, the highways and byways there in Arkansas.
What's up, Ben? Ben. Hey, Ben.
Ben Maller.
Ben, what's going on?
Well, I'm talking, and there's a microphone in front of my face. I am sitting here. The lights are kind of down. I'm in a dark room.
I want you to say hi to somebody.
I have a blue thermos with ice water in front of me, and I have my phone to my left, and there's really nothing else here. That's it.
I want you to say hi to somebody.
Who?
Well, I want you to say hi to Drew, man. He's sitting here saying hi. Listen to your show, man. He works here at this Come and Go at Paragool.
Are you kidding me? You're telling me that Drew's listening right now?
Yeah, say hi to him.
Hi, Drew! Hey, Drew, what? Do you like this guy, Sir Scratch? Drew, do you like this guy, Sir Scratch Off? He's annoying, isn't he, a little bit? You know, he's fun, but he can get under your skin a little bit. Yeah. Exactly. What is he just harassing you while you're trying to work? Is that what's going on?
No. He comes up here. He's chill. We just hang out and shoot the shit.
All right. Well, that's good. You're on the radio. I don't think you can say that, but that's all right. You know, why not?
Sorry.
That's why we have a dump button, right? Yes? All right. Very nice. It'll be on the podcast. Any other curse words you'd like to say, sir?
No. That's it.
Okay.
He comes up here. We shoot the breeze, play some tickets, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what you meant. That's the ticket. Yeah. And how busy is it in the middle of the night? How many people are coming through there?
It's usually really packed. I got a lot of people coming in right now.
Oh, is that right? And you're supposed to be working, and you're talking to me, and this is fascinating. Oh, okay. So the other people are doing the work. I got you. And what's the number one item you sell the most of there in the overnight? What is everyone grabbing? What are they trying to get?
Probably booze.
Oh, of course. Of course. Can't go wrong. The oldest medicine on the planet, booze. The way to go.
Oh, booze lottery, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's perfect, man. All the vices. Any vice, yeah, you just boom, done. I got you. All right. Well, Drew, thank you. I hope you'll listen. Thank you. I'm glad you go back to work. Thank you. All right. There you go. All right.
Hey, Ben.
Yes, we just talked to Drew, Iowa Sam.
Yeah, Drew worked, I think I heard him say he works at a Come and Go, which started in Iowa, Hampton, Iowa.
Oh, you're aware of the Come and Go brand.
Yes, K-U-M and Go, Come and
That's,
Go.
Come with a K.
Yep, come with
a
K.
He blew me off at a hotel near LAX. Is there a Piggly Wiggly also somewhere near the Come and Go? Is that... No,
we don't have Piggly Wigglies in Iowa.
That's more of a maybe in Arkansas, but it's in the South, right? The Piggly Wiggly.
So I think yes. More of a southern. Yeah. Come and Go's taken over though.
Oh, is that so? Yeah.
You come.
I've
you
never
go.
Been to a Come and Go. I've never.
Can
been
buy there. Hard liquor at 12:30 in the morning there.
Yeah, what more does one need?
Nothing. And,
now is that every day? Because some places have those blue laws, like you can't buy any of that on Sunday.
Iowa, they're about as open as it gets with booze. You can buy it.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
Calm down, Eddie. Calm down, Eddie. I know you're excited. You want to move to Des Moines, but calm down, please.
Yeah, you can get booze pretty much any time. I think after 2 a.m., they maybe stop selling it.
I was channeling my Roberto era. I don't know if anybody caught that.
I don't know who that is. I don't know who that person is. Yeah. Okay, very nice. What a fun phone call that was.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Continental tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is not, I repeat, this is not our progressive play of the day.
Oh.
But we have some sound to play.
Oh, okay. It's exciting.
The Oklahoma softball team is champions. Let's go to the audio tape on our teammate, Chris Plank.
Pitch. Swing and a miss. The Oklahoma Sooners are national champions. They mob Jordy Ball outside the circle. Dog championship number 7 secured. Unapologetic, undisputed, and in the end, undeniable. It's a dynasty in the dirt, and it's located in Norman, Oklahoma. The Sooners have gone back to back to back, and for the 7th time in program history, Oklahoma is national champions.
Yeah, Chris Plank. I was all off the cuff. Didn't have any of that written down.
No, last time he was that excited was when Arnie Spanier got a pick right. That's the last time he was that excited.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. First three-peat in sports since what, the Yankees? Is that the first time?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Okay.
But 53 wins in a row for the softball team. They finished
what do you
the
get? Do you get a ring? Does he get a ring for that? Is there a ring?
Yeah,
is
probably. Like I would say so, sure.
Something out of a vending machine.
61-1 was their record this year, so kind of expected to win, and then they did. So congrats to them. And congrats to our friend Chris Plank.
Yeah, that's very cool. Known Chris for a long time. He's worked here for many years. You know, I once ate at Denny's down the street there at 4 in the morning with Chris Plank. And it was after a weekend show. Chris was in town, and we went down to the Denny's, and we were people watching the prostitutes who would go in there and eat after they did their job, you know, Friday and Saturday night. They'd go in there and have the eggs over easy there, the Denny's Grand Slam breakfast and all that.
Hungry after that.
I actually lived across the street from that Denny's.
Oh, the one at the hotel, right?
Yes, there's a hotel there, and they would film a lot of adult movies in that hotel across
the way. Well, of course. Craft Services is the Denny's.
Yeah, lots of good stuff going on over there. Never in my apartment, but, I would watch these beautiful women go up into the hotel. I'm like, what's going on over there?
Yeah. Ooh. About 20 minutes, they'd walk out, but, it was the pimps would go in there too, all dressed up. It's like Halloween over there every weekend. I don't know if it still is. I've not been there in many years. It's quite interesting. Interesting there. Fun times, but congratulations to our colleague, Chris Plank. Does that mean he's got to go back and work with Arnie Spanier again now that that's over?
I believe so, yes. That's the downside to it.
That is his punishment. He will go back and work with Arnie Spanier. It is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on here through the overnight hours. This portion of the show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. I hope Iowa Sam's listening. So here is the Zion tantalizing taboo. Oh, God. This story is so good. I was sitting on the toilet, and I was looking at these latest updates on Zion, and it was riveting. So have you guys been following this story at all? This is so good.
I wait for Ben Maller to let me know on all my tantalizing stories.
All right, so I got three updates on Zion Williamson. The first one, the porn star Mariah Mills, the one that blew the whistle and other things on Zion here. She
work at the Come and Go too?
I don't know for sure. But she, Eddie, good news. She's gotten a job offer for $500,000. A adult website has offered Mariah Mills $500,000, $500,000. She does not have to go to Pound Town with anyone for $500,000. The company has offered her an in-house play-by-play announcer's position. They would like her to broadcast all of Zion Williamson's games for the upcoming season. They're offering her $500,000. Now, these are always gag offers, Eddie, but I think she should take it. And here's why. Zion likely will miss another season, so she will get $500,000 and not have to call any games.
That's a very good point.
While he's very active in the bedroom, he's not very active on the court.
No, he isn't. No, not at all. Still getting paid like he is, though. It's amazing.
I know. It is so, so good. More dirt has been spilled by Mariah Mills. There was another Twitter burst where she sent out all kinds of screenshots of conversations that Zion had had with her on the text. She kept all the receipts, and a really entertaining reading. Really, just it's like a smutty book that, you know, when I was younger, women used to love those like smutty romance novels. But this is like real life stuff, and she like went into great detail. It was so good. And she said, "What was I, your African sex freak fantasy?" In one message, she sent the screenshot of him asking her to get her hair in a certain style. He said that was good motivation. He said, of course, not motivation to get him to play basketball, but it was a good motivation for other things. And then she went next level here, saying that she said, "Do you remember when you wanted me to have a threesome with white girls to spice up the old sex life even more, Zion?" And then she says she even found third person in for the little rendezvous. And then Zion, I guess, got cold feet, said that he didn't want to.
What?
Didn't want to share, apparently. Doesn't a porn star kind of, it's kind of like community property, right? I mean, she's kind of sharing with everybody. So that was pretty good. She then got upset because Zion had said that he was very proud of her because she made her own money, you know, doing porn and had.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
I mean, it's so, there is so much here. It is, oh, it's so good. It is so juicy. Man, oh man, oh man. She says, "You booked everyone in the same hotel in New Orleans. I told you to switch my hotel. After I kept seeing," she said, "hoes in my suite," she said, "then making whoopee with Zion." I mean, it's so great. A lot of it we can't even comment. She talks about how he couldn't perform in certain positions because of his injury. She got that. And the other story, which is great, we talked about this. We just mentioned this porn star said that she lined up another woman. Well, now another woman has come out of the closet, if you will, and Zion is now being called out by a third different woman for a love triangle. This is like I'm telling you, this is daytime TV in the 90s. It's awesome. God, it's so good. So it starts out with a woman saying she's got the bun in the oven for Zion. Then the porn star freaks out. Now a third lady, and that is the third lady in, she is now upset. Oh, it's, what's next? What is next? How can it get even better? Oh, so good. Still, my favorite part is the story from yesterday where the woman, the porn star, said that Zion told her that was his rehab to get back on the court, was to go to make whoopee, was the rehab. That's wonderful. We have Mallard of the third degree. We'll get to that. Here's the instant trivia. Blank was the first overall pick to ever fail to reach the major leagues. Again, blank was the first overall pick to ever fail to reach the major leagues. That's the Insta trivia. The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
You can listen to the Ben Maller Show how you want, when you want, with podcasting. Some P1s find themselves binge listening to classic episodes while those others like to space things out. Either way, by subscribing to the free Ben Maller Show and Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcast, you help this overnight dinghy stay afloat and annoy the executive kingpins who don't understand why you listen. And props to Iowa Sam for bringing back that JT the Brick drop.
I was just going to say that, Eddie.
I'm at home off!
JT worked here a long time at Fox Sports Radio, and I think that's his greatest contribution Sports Radio.
I would have to agree.
I'm at home off!
It was the single greatest thing he ever said all those years talking to the overnight show here for a long time, but that was outstanding.
Yeah, he was very excited when Albert Pujols hit a home run and he just kind of screamed gibberish.
High five.
You know, he sounded like Marcel in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And now live from the TireRack.com, Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
Oh, so good. We're going to have coming up Maller to the third degree. Time now, though, for the Insta Trivia. And here it is, the Insta Trivia, a blatant attempt to get you to listen a little bit longer to the show. Blank was the first number one overall pick to fail to reach the major leagues. That's the question. What's the answer? And let's see, does anyone know the answer? Don Stanhouse, guessed by Miguel on Fire. Zion's Bang Bus, guessed by the Eddie Burner account. Rod, the ambassador of Bakersfield, clearly cheating again, got it right. Bullet Bill, guessed by Ferg Dog. Lizzo's dietitian from Bean Bootmaker Bob. Ben, it has to be Iowa Sam, but only if he's listening. That's from the Cowboy Killer. Who else do we have? Page down. Brian Lee Finley from the Maller Burner account. That's his answer. And we're short on time. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
Brian Taylor of the Yankees.
Brian Taylor of the Yankees, a fine answer. No, the correct answer is Steve Chilcott of the Mets, 1966. He was a catcher, drafted number one overall. He never made the major leagues. First time that happened. Here we go.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Kumaloop.
Recent reports say that James Harden is torn between two teams, staying with the 76ers and making a return to the Houston Rockets. Ben, where do you think Harden ends up?
I don't believe it. I believe the story a week ago, the breathless reporting that he wanted to go back to Houston. He was done in Philadelphia. The only time he was at the very top was in Houston as far as his ability, and he should go back to the right. They retired his number at the jiggle joint in Houston. Next!
Now, it seems like every year we hear rumors of a Damian Lillard trade, and yet it never happens. Lillard still has not requested a trade from the Trailblazers, but his former teammate, CJ McCollum, thinks we've seen the last of Dame in Portland. Ben, is he right?
So I have it, the odds at 55-45 that Lillard is going to stay in Portland. Now, he's trying to get out, though, but I still think the Blazers are going to attempt to hold on to him. Next!
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson recently said that he sees a pathway forward to keeping the Bears at Soldier Field. What do you think ultimately happens for the Bears?
Well, I've been to Chicago. I have family in Chicago. It is the most corrupt city with politicians, and that is saying something in the United States. So, yes, it's all about finagling taxpayer money. They'll go anywhere. They'll go to Peoria, but it's still on the table. How do we do, Coop?
You pass.
That is a win! I won!
I'm at home!
I won!
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.